You're listening to Marketplace Weekend from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. When I think about summertime reinvention, I sometimes think about my younger, clueless self, one of those high school graduates heading out into the world like a newborn deer. Last week on the show and this week online, we've been talking about what you'd tell your 18-year-old self about money. We're going to hear some of those responses, and to do so, I'm joined by Lauren Berger. She's the author of Welcome to the Real World, Finding Your Place, Perfecting Your Work, and Turning Your Job into a Dream Career. Hi, Lauren.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
We threw this question out there to our online community. What would you tell your 18-year-old self about money? And I want to play some of those responses because I think they're pretty fascinating in terms of what they tell us both about money and about psychology. So let's listen to a couple of them.
My name is Grant Olson, and I live in Ames, Iowa. Dear self, never carry a balance on your credit card. Ever.
I'm Kate Nocera, Capitol Hill reporter for BuzzFeed. Dear 18-year-old self, credit is money that you'll still have to pay. Also, a credit score will matter a lot later in life, so protect that shit like gold.
My name is Jen, and I live in Minneapolis. I would tell my younger self that compounding student loan interest will cause you to live like a student well into your 30s.
I was amazed, Lauren, when I threw this question out on my Twitter account, how quickly people started responding. I mean, seconds later, response after response after response. Why is it that there are so many things that we just wish we could have made clear to ourselves when we were younger?
You know, it's a good question because I look back at my 18-year-old self and I wish I could tell myself a few things. I wish I could shake myself in a few different ways and try to, you know, really get this message of financial responsibility across. But I think that when you're 18 years old, most people are not out, or a lot of college students are not out on their own. Whether it's they're getting a little bit of loan money or they're getting a little bit of help from mom and dad, most of them are working part-time jobs and they're not 100% responsible for all of their finances. And so I think, you know, when you're not fully responsible, how can you really know what it's like?
Do you think screwing up is helpful?
Yeah.
You know, how much, yeah, exactly. Like, how much latitude for financial failure should we allow ourselves when we're young?
Yes, I think that we have to learn through trial and error. Unfortunately, I know that in my career and in my financial life, I've definitely had to learn through making mistakes. You hope that those mistakes aren't going to get you in trouble for the rest of time. But that's why certain credit cards give young people a smaller credit limit so that they can't get in trouble that's going to follow them throughout the rest of their life.
What mistakes did you make?
Well, my dad let me use a credit card of his, and he said, Lauren, I'm going to trust you, and you're only allowed to spend X amount of dollars per month. I think I went to the bar at the University of Central Florida and bought everybody a round of drinks and said, it's on my dad. Get excited. So, you know, I made silly mistakes like that, where I obviously got in trouble and am probably still paying him back in some ways.
Do you think the landscape is different now? I mean, we see people graduating from college with tremendous amounts of debt. One of those people we heard from was talking about, you know, student loan interest that is going to follow you around forever. What are the lessons about debt you think that young people should learn early?
Sure. Well, in regards to student loans, I think the key is to always have a plan. A lot of students graduate and they look at their student loan scenario, however large or small that amount might be, and they say, I'm going to deal with this in 5 years. I'm going to deal with this once I'm making money. But the reality is they might not be making, quote, good money for another 6 to 10 years. So it's really important that you start as soon as you graduate and you start paying it back in small increments. And even if it's a small, small amount of money that you're paying back, make sure that you start. And when all those bills come in every month, make sure that you're not putting that student loan payment last, because a lot of people, they put it at the bottom of the pile. It's not something that's top of mind for them anymore, and they get in a lot of trouble down the road.
I know when I think about my own mistakes, I probably would tell myself, you know, start saving when you're 20 because compound interest is going to work in your favor, what would you say?
You know, when I was when I first graduated and had my first job, I was making no money and saving wasn't really realistic. And if you're living in a big city and you have your rent, you have your bills, you have your car payments or whatever else you might have, it gets really tough and the numbers do get tight. But I think if you can get in the habit of even putting aside $100 a month, just something really small, it's just a good habit to get into. And then every year you look at your finances and you raise that amount of money a little bit.
Lauren Berger is the author of Welcome to the Real World, Finding Your Place, Perfecting Your Work, and Turning Your Job into a Dream Career. Thank you so much, Lauren.
Thank you.
If you got advice for your younger self, leave it on our website. You can share your hard-earned wisdom and see advice others are leaving for, well, themselves. And for next week's show, we're going to get personal. You know, those special people in your lives who have their financial quirks? Maybe they drive you nuts.
How do three men in their 30s not have $800 between them?
The economy is in shambles.
Taking the NASDAQ marketplace right now? Dow
Jones. I've heavily invested in gold, which I've buried in several different locations around Pawnee.
If you could change one, just one of your partner's habits, let's stick to the finances, please. What would that one be? We're going to talk about it online and then hear what you had to say in our next show. Tweet us at MarketplaceWKND or leave us a message on our website. We're marketplaceweekend.org.